Welcome. Well, besides that wonderful cup of black tea that I had for my mid-afternoon spirit lift, coming into the studio, sitting and talking with John Norton about today's program, I'm inspired. But first, a little bit about Senior Matters. Senior Matters is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest in our senior community. Programs and activities include Tai Chi, we have an Alzheimer's support group, we have Bridge, we have Roaring Fork Brain Train, and Senior Matters is home to Subud, A La Prima Art Group, CCAH Piano Classes, and a community calendar for October. Monday, the 31st, is Medicare Monday at 3rd Street Center at the Callaway Room. Now remember that for all of you that need some Medicare information. Come in, sit down. The Colorado Gerontology Society is doing a presentation about the 2017 Medicare, and we'll answer questions, and we'll get a better understanding. Sure, we will. Anyway, I want to say a great big thank you to all the bakers who contributed their baked goods to our Potato Day bake sale. We had a wonderful afternoon, and I want to thank everyone who came by, said hello, spread the warm community baked goods and good tasting treats. Thank you very much for helping us to fundraise for our senior center. So we had an opening to Senior Matters today, and you heard the gong. And I hear a little bit in the background still. Anyway, we're going to hear more about that. Today we're going to have the Gong Bath Understanding. It's a sacred Tibetan Buddhism acoustic healing and meditative experience. Today's guest, John Norton, is a Tai Chi and personal fitness instructor. And we're also treated with John Hoffman's presence. He is a Tai Chi student and chairman of Senior Matters. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us. Good experience.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
Thank you, Diane.
You're very welcome. A couple things. You have been teaching Tai Chi for many years, and at Senior Matters, you are a Tai Chi instructor.
Correct.
Simple, wasn't it?
Yes.
So Tai Chi is a part of your life.
Yes, it is. I first fell in love with Tai Chi and its philosophy back around 1980. And that was before the days of VHS. And so I tried to learn it by looking at pictures in a book. And it didn't quite work. But it stuck with me. And in the mid-90s, I began to pursue it more vigorously and began to teach it roughly 12 years ago on a regular basis.
And that was, you really started that blooming of Tai Chi in your life here in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Correct.
In Glenwood Springs, you and your wife opened a fitness center?
Yes.
Fabulous, fabulous. Today, you are introducing our listeners to an incredible healing and meditative experience with gong bath. What is gong bath?
Well, a gong bath is a unique experience. The reason it's called bath is the practitioner, the performance artist, in this case, his name is Richard Rudis. He sounds the gong in particular ways, like playing a concert. And by the way, speaking of concert, the gong has all sounds in it, all tones. It has all notes. Every note you can imagine can be brought out through a gong. So there are times when he sounds the gong with the mallet, and he, through repetitions, you feel as though there's a 100-piece orchestra up on stage. Now, the gong has a tremendous amount of vibrational energy. Not only does it enter your ears, and you can hear it, and it goes all the way down your vagus nerve, stimulating all but perhaps one or two organs in your body. It releases neuropeptides in the brain for health and well-being of all the organs, bodies, muscles, digestive system, immune system. You can also feel the vibration in your entire body. You can feel it in your bones. You can feel it in your skin. You can feel it like ocean waves passing over and through you. And it excites all the cells and gets them moving energetically. And as they begin to vibrate at an increased frequency, they begin to release toxins more easily. Instead of being sluggish and kind of out of harmony with the body, they begin to become in harmony with the body. So it's a very restorative, rejuvenating experience.
You were saying some things that were really interesting. So some of the findings that our scientists, our neuroscience instructors, our whoever were doing the studies on our body, that's only how many recent years?
That's just in the last few years where more and more knowledge is being gained. I would imagine 20, 25, okay, maybe 30 years ago, the pioneers began to study this somewhat.
Okay.
But now more and more people are getting excited about it, and there's more research being done all the time. More and more people are attending gong baths and telling about their experience.
And when I come to the gong bath, I am coming in with what besides
a water bottle,
a
mat, a blanket or two, a pillow or two. Often you'll be lying on a hard surface.
Okay.
And an open mind.
Okay.
No expectations. Just to be there, and whatever happens, the gong will meet you where you are at.
How long am I going to be in this presence of the gong and with and in harmony and receiving and all of the goods?
The music lasts about an hour. The total time that you're there is about an hour and a half.
Okay. When you say gongs, the gong has all the notes within it. No, but there's different sizes of gongs. So wouldn't the bigger ones, shows you what I know, the bigger ones have a deeper tones to them?
Generally, yes, but it doesn't have to be that way. Usually the bigger gongs are, they resonate more, they vibrate with more power, mm-hmm, more vibrational energy, and the bigger ones are also the more expensive, finely tuned, finely crafted, made in Switzerland. They're called earth gongs. And that's what Richard Rudess will be bringing here today. His is tuned to the earth frequency. When we listen to planet Earth from space, it vibrates at a frequency of about 136 hertz. So his gong is tuned the same way. So the entire time that he's playing, whatever octave, whatever note he's playing, you're always getting this earth frequency vibrations passing through all your cells and into your ears. So it's a very nurturing experience. It's like being surrounded by Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, the one thing I'm thinking too as I'm listening to you explaining the experience is that the understanding is, this is easily understood. You know, you don't have to be a scientist to understand the principles of what's happening.
Well said, and speak about easy. Most of us have had a very difficult time learning to meditate, because that has been very problematic. However, when you're in the experience of a gong bath, it happens automatically, whether you've had any experience with meditation or not.
Yeah, I'm not ignoring you, dear John Hoffman, sitting over there.
Good information, that's fine.
Yeah, I know. If I can remember what I was just going to ask you. I can't, but that's okay. It'll come back. One of those blessed senior moments. Now I'll segue over to John. Hoffman. John, being a student of Tai Chi and having the experience of being a student of John Norton's, when he mentioned this to you, however it was, whether it was class or however it happened, what were your thoughts? Gong bath,
that's a good question. You know, I had not an idea of what would transpire. I hadn't gone to the internet site or anything. I did experience a gong bath in the gym just a few months ago, it seems. And whereas most of the people sat down or laid down with their heads toward the gong and in this big radius of flowering humanity, in a sense, I sat up in a chair behind him so I could watch him, just because I was fascinated with the process. And Richard Rudess laid out about 30 mallets to play the gong, and he went through each one of those mallets, from tiny thin sticks to great big heavy foam coated things, and started working the gong, and he'd pass his hand in front of it without touching it, and change the tone just by doing that. And he goes through all the vibrational frequencies that you can imagine. And one of the things that I learned after going to his site and seeing his the science that he actually uses, he likes to use empirical science to prove some of the effects of this thing, and he has shows the effects of the gong on a water drop, and the water drop starts off as a tiny little sphere, mm-hmm. and as he raises the frequency, the sphere mm-hmm. turns into a three-dimensional tetrahedron. And then it turns into, as the frequency rises up, it turns into an octahedron, three-dimensional, and then a hollow octahedron, three-dimensional. And it is absolutely amazing to watch that transformation. And you think of yourself, well, I'm 90% water, so what's that doing to me? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it is very transformational, and it reacts with every cell in our body. I can tell that.
All right, I'm going to follow up with you on this, because it's not just a momentary experience. You have gained something from it. How do you feel? How does your body feel? Do you notice any differences? Interesting. That's my question. I'm waiting to experience.
Well, I did. I noticed differences right away. And, of course, it fades over time, so I'm actually looking forward to this next upcoming gong bath. But he also did some of dark frame microscopy on blood before and after a gong bath. And the before picture shows the red and the white blood cells sort of congealed into a mass that looks kind of like fat, in a sense, but you can tell that the blood is not able to flow very freely. Mm-hmm. And the after pictures show all of that congealing mass gone, and the red and white cells being able to move freely within each other, and the shapes of the cells have actually metamorphed to a better shape.
A learning experience, too. We're being educated in a way to being understanding what our experience is all about. John, how long have you been a part of this program? I'm going to call it program for...
Early on in my Tai Chi experience, I became fascinated with singing bowls, Tibetan sound healing bowls. And the singing bowls are actually considered mini gongs. And so that led into seeing a gong performance on YouTube, going to local gong baths here in Carbondale, which were wonderful. And then somehow I got onto Richard Rudess's website, and it absolutely blew me away. His the videos that are on the website, I realized, oh, wow, this guy is the real deal. Not that the locals weren't, but it's almost as though he has been able to take the gong to a whole new level, which transcends our normal states of consciousness.
Speaking of the gong, I'd like to hear it for a moment or two. Can we hear that again?
This is Richard on one of his CDs.
Just a reminder, this is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters, and you're listening to KDNK 88.1, and that was part of a gong bath ceremonies that Richard Rudis performed in, I'm not too sure, but it's a CD that John Norton has. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about an upcoming gong bath here in Carbondale, and the explanation of the benefits. And we have John Norton, who is, this is incredible. It is kind of getting in the way of my talking and thinking, you know.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Speaking of benefits.
But that's not the only reason. You know, it's senior moments that slip with me.
Speaking of benefits, first and foremost, participants noticed they immediately get into a deep, relaxed state. And so it's very good for stress reduction. As we're all aware, there's unprecedented levels of stress now in our modern society. And so there's stress reduction, there is peace of mind. Many, if not most, report experiencing somewhat of an otherworldly, like out-of-body experience. And what happens is they get so relaxed, we get so relaxed, that the body, the spirit, begins to float freely from the body, like in a dream state. I know this sounds kind of weird. I would think so, too, if I hadn't experienced it myself. But many, many people do. And so you're literally transported into a dream state. And often there's pain relief for people that have significant issues. Not all the time, but it's not uncommon for people to have back pain disappear, to people to have joint pain disappear, mm-hmm. headaches. It's a... Mm-hmm. Richard, the practitioner, calls it an unforgettable experience to soothe, inspire, heal, and awaken your spirit. He says to anticipate healings, awakenings, and miracles.
My goodness. I would say for all of you listening out there who are really hearing what a gong bath is, I would make sure that you're a part of this experience, as I'm going to be. John, please, what is the date of the next gong bath in our community?
It's this coming Monday, October 17th. It's in Carbondale at the 3rd Street Center in the old gym. It's mm-hmm. called the Event Center. Mm-hmm. It's at 7 p.m. It lasts for 1 hour, and you can get tickets online.
Okay. Tickets online, how do we connect with online ticketing?
You go to Whole Life, sounds like insurance, Whole Life.
It is.
Modalities. Whole Life Modalities, and click on Events and scroll down and you'll see the Carbondale Gong Bath being announced. And you click there and you can pay with PayPal or credit card.
Okay, that's pre-registration, pre-purchasing. What is the cost?
It's $25 pre-register. The day of the event at the door, it's $30.
Okay.
Just show up with your blankets, mat, pillow, water before 7 p.m. The doors close sharply at 7.
Okay. How many participants?
Well, typically this is the third one we've done, fourth one we've done in this area. We've ranged from anywhere from 20 to 50 participants.
Oh, so at the event center at Third Street Center should be able to handle pretty good size.
Yes, we could handle up to 60 participants,
yes,
I think.
Yes. Oh, my God. Anyway, John Norton, anything special you'd like to tell our listening audience about what you're doing?
Oh, let me add one last thing about the Gong Bath. After having gone through five of them now, I consider them one of the most incredible things I've ever experienced in my life. I would consider it a bucket list item, a must-do. My experience in those events have been equal to the day that I was married, to the day my daughter was born, to the day my son was born. So that was very profound experience for me.
Those are bucket list things. They really are, to have something like that happen in your life that you want it to happen again. It'd be like having a big family. I want to have 10 kids. No, joking. John Hoffman, you are such a strong support of our programs at Senior Matters. And as co-chairman of the board of Senior Matters, it's a pleasure and honor to work with you, whether we're lugging our snow cone equipment in a rainy day afternoon storm or whether we're sitting down at boards talking about the business of the day. Thank you for being a part of Senior Matters. John Norton, I'm not ready to say goodbye to you yet. Or you, John.
Tai Chi.
That's exactly where I was going. Talk to us a little bit about Tai Chi. We have a few minutes to talk about it. I want people to hear this.
Back in the early 90s, I began to get interested in yoga. Absolutely loved it, but I was uncomfortable in getting into many of the postures, and I was uncomfortable sitting on the floor. When I discovered Tai Chi and Qigong, I realized, oh, I can have the same kind of meditation in motion or spiritual experience through the movement of Tai Chi and Qigong. Harvard Medical School calls Tai Chi the best exercise a human being can possibly do. It affects us on so many levels. They also refer to it not only as meditation in motion, but as medicine in motion.
You know, I have this vision that somewhere I saw in a news media, whoever, it doesn't matter, Tai Chi. And it showed photographs and pictures of the Asians in their morning park with Tai Chi. And you would see 200-300 people doing Tai Chi. They would do it in the park, go to work, do their day. Tai Chi in our community, and our community worldwide, in specifically U.S. and in Carbondale, more specifically, there are many Tai Chi teachers in our community. So it says a lot about it.
Yes. Yes, it's a very progressive community in that way.
Yeah. Well?
Senior Matters, Monday, Wednesday, 9 a.m. Tai Chi, just show up and we'll do the rest.
Certainly will. Third Street Center, room 33. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters, for Senior Matters. Thank you, John Norton. Thank you, John Hoffman. Thank you, Amy, for being the engineer and helping me do my work with our program. Remember, the more you read, the more you walk, the more you are a part of this beautiful life, the happier you will be. Thank you for joining us today. There's golden sunshine still outside. Enjoy.